Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you when you think you're about to give up gas. Just read your Bible, it'll tell you what to do. Be not weary, in doing well, for in due season you're gonna reap.
Hello, Live Talk listeners. Thank you for calling Street Talk, where we are on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. I am your host, Miss Reddy. We have a few rules on Street Talk. We ask that you do not use profanity, and we speak to each other with respect, and we also respect each other's opinions. I also ask that we speak one at a time, so that everyone can hear each other as they speak. Also, remember, we are on live, so if you're not speaking, put your phones on mute so we will not hear your background noises. We can be reached at 310-982-4126. That's 310-982-4126. Okay, tonight is open discussion. What we're speaking about is the New Year's resolutions. Okay, everyone has a New Year's resolution. We all make New Year's. We all decide that when New Year's get ready to come in, we decide that we're going to do different things. We may be saying that we're going to lose weight. We're going to not talk to a boyfriend. We're not going to talk to a girlfriend. We're not going to do different things, and then we go into the new year and we pick up those same habits. So habits are something that's everyday forming, and we don't want to go into having a bad habit when you begin the new year. So we want to think positive. We want to move into the new year 2015 with good thinking, positive thinking, positive strengths. We want to go into it positive. Everything we try to do it positive. So, do I have any callers on tonight? Hello, Blog Talk, Street Talk listeners. Or is any callers on? Okay, I have no callers yet. Okay, well, my New Year's resolution is to be positive. Again, as I said earlier, is to think positive, do positive things. I want to read more of the Bible. I have two children, so I want to make them go to school and be happy, and I want to go into the new year thinking that they would grow stronger with the Lord, and I want them to also do good in school, and I want to practice what I preach instead of going back on my word. I'm going to teach my children not to be liars. So, with that being said, I want them to do positive things. And I encourage you all to do positive things as well. Do I have any new callers? Okay, there's still no new callers. Well, also, next year on Blog Talk, we'll be doing things differently. I'm going to try to get guest speakers on weekly, and I will start telling you all the subjects on Friday nights before we go offline. So that's something that's positive that's going to go on Blog Talk, on Street Talk Radio. And I also want to get a new co-host. I'm going to try to change co-hosts. I'm going to get new, like, people to come in every other week. I want to have someone new to just call in and just host with me. Until I get a steady host who wants to actually do Street Talk. We want to stay positive on the show. We want to think positive. We have other shows during the week, and I want to try to help promote those. I want to also go online on Facebook and promote more. I'm going to be out in the streets promoting more. I'm going to meet new people. I'm going to try to get some T-shirts with Street Talk on it and try to pass some out to the children at some of the schools. I'm going to also try to go in, me myself as a person. I don't know if the Street Talk team will go out, but I think that everyone will probably agree as well to actually go out and start going to visit some of the old people's, the convalescent homes, the old people's homes. And we have some subjects for the new year: women and men re-entering back into society, high rate of HIV in South Dallas, young women becoming stronger in their own right. Young men becoming better fathers. That's a very good topic, young men becoming better fathers, because we have a lot of men out here who aren't in the children's lives, and I want to promote men becoming better fathers. We have a lot of younger men that's becoming fathers nowadays, and I want them to know that it's okay. You know, it's not okay to have unprotected sex, but if you do end up becoming a father, there are people that's out here that's willing to help you, and they're offering different classes and different. They have mentors that's actually out here to help you, like the Big Brother Big Sister program. Also, they help you become, you know, positive role models for yourself as well as your children. And back on the high rate of HIV in South Dallas, HIV testing is going on. They have the mobile HIV testing centers from the Dallas Health and Human Services that come into the communities. And I'm encouraging everyone that hasn't been tested to go out and get tested, because you have the right to know if you have HIV. The young women becoming stronger in their own right. Hello, I have a new call. How are you on tonight?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm fine. may I ask my question?
This is Peaches.
Hey, Peaches. How are you on tonight?
All right. I'm just listening in right now. I was hearing y'all talk. You know, you were saying about you have a right to know, and I think it's better for you to know so you can, you know, you'll be able to, you know, probably take care of it before, you know, it hurt, get worse.
You talking about the HIV testing?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Those are some of the new subjects that we're going to talk about in the new year. We can talk about it on tonight. You say that you feel like you have a right to know.
I said, yeah, I think it would be better for them to, I mean, for you to know, because if you don't know, you won't be able to, you know, try to, you know, live a longer life or something like that. Because where I was around. Huh?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, because where I was, when I came, you know, I was locked up.
You were locked up.
And it was young people, and you know, like it was some that was open with it and would tell, you know, people, but it was some of them would talk about it. And it was one lady, she said, I mean, I know it wasn't true. She said the police told her, no, she was a prostitute, and she said, as long as she, if she offered them a condom and they didn't want to use it, then that's on them. But no, I say no. If you tell them and they don't want to use a condom, that's on them. I say, because I know the law, no police didn't tell you that it's okay if they don't want to use no condom, it's okay to just pass out AIDS, you know.
Well, it was nice visiting with you.
Excuse me?
Wow. You said that a lady told you that as long as the police told her that it was okay that it was okay to have sexual encounters with a person and she wouldn't be held responsible.
Yeah, that's what.
As long as she asked them to use a condom, but she didn't tell them that she was testing positive for HIV before she had sexual encounters with him.
Yeah, and see, that's how we started talking about it, because she was sitting up, you know how they tell the next stories and this, that, and other, but she was saying that, shoot, if they don't want to wear no condom, that's on them. And she said the officer told her that, you know, because they say you get locked up behind it now. She say they told her as long as she offered them a condom, if they refuse, they don't want to use it, then it's okay. But no, I believe that it was, if you tell them and they refuse, then that's on them.
Yeah, I don't think that a person that doesn't have HIV would be willing to, well, I don't know, to each his own. I'm not going to say that. To each his own, but
yeah.
I don't feel if a person tell you that they have HIV, it's up to you to make the decision to actually sleep with them or not. But a person that has their sanity and that has not probably been inside a relationship with you, I don't feel like they would actually go.
They ought to already know that that's not what, yeah. That's what I, and that was my thing. That's what I was telling her. And I kept saying, I don't believe that. I can't believe that. I say, but she wasn't. That was her thing. She was not telling. And it was like, you holding back information because you could tell them afterwards. You know what I'm saying? That ain't how it goes.
Yeah, she would tell information. And if you have HIV, I mean, and you have unprotected sex with anybody, you have committed like a very, very
serious crime. Yes, it's a crime. It's like attempted murder. Damn, I mean, almost.
You're responsible for that in any state inside the United States. You're responsible you committed a crime. You just killed someone, pretty much. You just passed along something that you knowingly had, and I mean, that's unfair to a person. That's unfair to anybody. Yeah.
And then by you being a prostitute and a drug, she smoked crack. So, you know, it was, I mean, just anybody, any and everybody, it didn't matter. And, it was scary because a lot of times, like, using a toilet behind people, some people not as smart about the situation. You know, you might can't catch it just go and sit on a toilet, but you know how, in a place like that where you have to use a toilet behind people and stuff like that, like Hep C. It's crazy.
Yes. I understand that. I have some new callers on the line. Hello, callers. How are you all on tonight?
All right.
Okay, could you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Doughboy.
Hey, Doughboy, how are you on tonight?
I'm doing okay.
Okay, we're on and we're speaking in general. Miss Peaches was talking about, we were talking about new subjects for the new year, and Miss Peaches was telling me that she had encountered a situation where we were talking about the HIV virus and how a lady was saying that if she asked a man to wear a rubber and a condom, and he refused to wear it, that it was on him. And we were speaking in reference to that, and I feel like you committed a crime once you finished out the HIV, knowing that you have it and have unprotected sex with a person. I feel like it's totally...
attempted murder.
Well, you remember a few weeks back, Randy, when we had a discussion when I told you, I said, would you be upset if you paid for it or got it for free?
Oh, wow.
That's sad.
Well,
the lady we would.
You can go ahead.
You remember that topic when I brought it up?
Yeah, you said would you be upset if you paid for it or got it for free? I would be upset if I got it either which way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it free and I don't want to pay for it.
Don't want it at all.
Just like that decision of using that condom, it was optional.
Yeah, but still, even though it is optional, it's, you know, not a good thing. So either way, I would be upset. It don't matter how I got it, you know. It's,
I agree. But if you, you know, if you knowing that you telling me that you got this and it's up to me to do it, I'm turning around. I can do a 360. I'm already having a problem with niggas in the, I mean, brothers in the street trying to smoke me. But I'm going to lay down with you and you going to knock me off and I got to knock off some other people. Nah, it's all right.
See, but yeah, see, that was the thing. She wasn't telling nobody. She was just.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you don't know. Even if somebody do say they don't have a condom, you know, if you don't know it, that they have that, then, you know, you still might take that chance. And regardless, you know, it's the fact that that's a deadly disease. You know you're going to die from that, you know? So regardless, now, it's just, it's, there's murder for one that she didn't tell them.
They say,
I totally agree.
That's what
I took a lot of chances myself.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
They're saying basically, if you don't put on a condom, you're taking a chance. You're taking a risk anyway if you're having unprotected sex. So I encourage everyone that can hear this tone of the sound of my voice to use protection whenever you're encountering a sexual partner. Period. And I encourage you to get tested for HIV and AIDS on a every 6 months. I encourage younger as well as older people to actually go out and be tested because if you're having sex, period, it's a possibility that if you're having unprotected sex or protected sex, sometimes things happen. I encourage everyone to go out and be tested.
Yeah, and the thing is, nowadays, even though it might seem kind of extreme, but HIV is an epidemic, you know, and people don't look like they have it when they have it. So a lot of times, before you even start having sex with somebody, nowadays, really, you need to, both y'all need to go get tested, you know?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Because, you know how it is when you're in the moment. Sometimes you might not use protection. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, you know, that's the extra precaution.
They say it's a gonorrhea out there that you get, that you can't be cured for. I mean, it's scary regardless. I prefer protectors. You know, I want to be protected.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Yeah, any disease is gonna be anytime you have sex, you're taking a big risk. So I mean, that's why we encourage you all to go get tested. Period. And I mean, the young lady just spoke about before you even. I mean, statistics show that 9 times out of 10, when you're in the heat of the moment, a lot of people don't wanna. You know, you right there, you're ready to do this. And, I mean, you're not ready to, you know, you don't want to stop and get protection. But, I mean, hey, you'd rather be safe than to be sorry. I mean, that's killing two birds in one stone. I mean, you're protecting yourself against pregnancy. You're protecting yourself against STDs and everything. So, I mean, it's better being safe than sorry, you know, because, I mean, you're yourself at risk anytime that you're getting ready to have sexual encounters anyway. And I mean, whether it's oral, whether it's, you know, actually the physical sense, I mean, you have to actually protect yourself either which way.
Yeah.
Unless it's false.
And monogamy is a big thing, too. You know, you messing around with a whole bunch of people, you don't know where you done got it from, you know? And people, it's sad to say that some people with HIV, they be trying to pass it on to you.
Yeah, and that's how this lady was. I'm talking about. Oh my God, it's just.
And Oakland and South Dallas now is overrun with AIDS and HIV and.
Yeah, they had
it's crazy. You just got to be careful. It's not worth it. You know what I'm saying? Because after it's all said and done, you got to live with whatever decision you made that night.
Whether it was in the nighttime or the daytime, you got to know what you're dealing with. So I think that people should, one thing that I think people should do is to get to know a person before they even decide to go bed-wise. I mean, the bed thing, sex is selling. And, I mean, selling. Sex is selling. People are promoting sex. Everything, even with a soda pop commercial, you know, people are making it a sexual thing. So I encourage people to, like, kind of de-promote sex. How do you de-promote sex? Y'all tell me, how can we go into 2015? Tell me some ways. Each and every one, I want to go around. I want each and every one of y'all, tell me, give me an idea of how we can de-promote sex with the children and let them know that it's okay to say no.
Well, for me, I mean, we need to start putting it out there more about this HIV and these other things that you can catch and, you know, just the downfalls of it. People glorify sex. You know, all they talk about is the good in it. They don't talk about the flip side. So we need to put it out there more about what can really happen. Just keep it on their minds. You know what I'm saying? Forewarned is forearmed all the time.
And instead
go ahead.
I feel like instead of being afraid to tell them about it, you thinking that's going to make them want to do it, you should tell them so they'll know, you know. And I don't know if it's wrong or right, but I would rather them fear having it. You know, until you are older and know more about it, you understand, get an understanding. Because at first, yeah, be scared, because it's scary.
Yeah, it's real.
When you say be scared, speak more. I know what you're saying, but some of the people that can hear us speaking, they might not know what you're saying. So open up
let them know.
To whom are we scaring? I heard what you said, but to whom are we
talking
scaring?
Talking about the kids, you know, promoting to our kids, children, you know, when they're young adults, you know, let them know that if you want to live a long time, it could be behind you having sex and you thinking it's something, feeling good or something like that, it could cause you to lose your life. You could die from it. You could be very sick for a long time, you know, it's pain. It's something painful because it's going to be mental. Once you know you have it, you know, a lot of people like cancer. You'll be okay until you find out you got it. When you find out, you know, a lot of people I've seen, when you find out they had it, it seemed like they went downhill, some of them, you know, several of them.
So you're saying the mental state of a person, you're saying to tell the children that not only is it going to be a physical problem, it's going to become a mental problem too if you catch any kind of disease. So you're saying to scare them. I don't think scaring them would be the thing. I mean, telling them about sex, a lot of parents are afraid to tell their children, to inform their children about sex, period. They feel like if I don't talk about it, then they won't go do it. The fact of the matter is somebody outside is going to be talking about it. Even cartoons
That's the problem. They don't, even if they don't get it from you, you don't want them to get it from the outside. You know, media and all music and just their friends and peers and stuff like that. So it would be better if you let them know, so you can let them know straight forward what it is, you know?
Instead
of them finding out about from somebody else that's not looking out for them.
Yeah, because if you're looking at TV or listening to somebody else, it sounds good, you know?
Yeah.
Just because he might say, oh, no, ain't nothing wrong with me, then you trust him. Well, no, you don't trust nobody.
Yeah.
Or
you don't trust
sex, no.
Yeah, you don't trust nobody. You're right. You don't trust nobody when it comes to your part. I feel like most women, us as mothers, you know what I'm saying, it starts at home. So us as mothers and fathers should talk to our children and let them know, hey, sex is going on out here, and sex might be going on in your schoolhouse, and sex might be going on with your friends, and you should know that I'm going to go ahead and sit down and talk to you about sex, because, yeah, it may feel good, but there are stipulations behind every action. Just like if you touch a hot stove, you're going to get burned. I mean,
that's
you can explain it to them like that. You know what I'm saying? You kind of give them, you kind of give them the good parts about it and the bad parts. I'm not saying promote it, but I'm saying tell them yes. You might hear people say, oh, it feels good on the TV shows. It might look good. I mean, the girls with the short shorts, their behinds might be firm and looking good. But, hey, you need to know that don't go inside her because she might not clean herself. The same way I try to teach my boys, if you're in here and you're not cleaning up your room or you're not bathing, think about what the girls are not doing. That's your age. You know what I'm saying? Kind of put that on their mind, and that'll make them say, hey, I don't want to go to bed right now because, I mean, you're right, Mama. She might not be cleaning herself as well. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not cleaning myself as well. And, I mean, I try to teach the boys that. I mean, that sounds crazy, but, I mean, that's the logics of things. If you open their eyes up to some things like, hey, you don't even clean your room, so when you go inside this girl house, you think her room is clean? No, it's not clean. So that's when you go into the sex. Okay, I'm cleaning your underwear. Like, your underwear still might have some stains in it, so just imagine what the girl's got in hers. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like kind of opening their eyes a little bit to different things, and they're saying, like, oh, yeah, she might look cute in them pants, and they might be good and tight, you know, and everybody talking about sex, but, hey, she doing the same thing I'm doing over here, so now we might not want to touch her. You get what I'm saying? We have a new caller on. Hello, how are you, caller?
I just logged out and came back home.
Oh, okay. Well, we were talking about, we missed your opinion. We were talking about, how do you feel like, we would say some ways that we can kind of demote sex and like kind of deprogram our kids from thinking that sex is like the thing to do. Like, what do you think about that? Like, what is your outlook? How can we go into the new year of de-promoting sex?
You remember, I don't know if you remember back in the days when before the stuff really started getting out, there was a little girl, she was talking about it. She was trying to hide the story about her choir director. She called herself CJ. You remember that story?
Yep.
And you know, that a whole lot of people, you know what I'm saying? And it was like everybody was pumping their brakes. But it's like now, The yellow light, you know what I'm saying, is just like the strip of all of them. Just go right through it. You know what I'm saying? There's no slowdown. You know what I'm saying? Because like you said earlier, you know, it's silly. You know what I'm saying? Because you think about it. We promote more sexual explicit stuff in the industry of music, you know, all kinds of things. You know what I'm saying? And people are intrigued. It's like seeing a little girl walking around with plastic high heels on. You know what I'm saying? And you be thinking, oh, that's so cute. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you're thinking you're advancing her way ahead of time. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know whose eyes are lusting on this little girl. You know what I'm saying? Because they think, whoa, she's going to look good when she get older. You know what I'm saying? You know, and me being a man, I done heard people, you know what I'm saying? And I'd be like, I grew her off. I'd be like, well, you know, I let me walk away from this situation because I myself, I have daughters. You know what I'm saying? As well as sons, which I have more sons than I do have daughters. But at the same time, I try to implement this. You know, my daughters think that things are so much advanced and funny. So I have to tell them. I said, do you think that the way that the situation that you're seeing categorized is disrespectful? You know what I'm saying? If I'm disrespecting somebody else, do you want me to disrespect you? I mean, somebody disrespect you the same way that I'm disrespecting this person? You know what I'm saying? So if I'm saying something awkward to somebody else,
I want to stop you right there. You know, I apologize for cutting you off, but did you hear this? That what you just said? You said that you were in a situation to where a person was saying, like, look at her. She might be, you know, she might be bad when she get older. You know what I'm saying? Like, she might look good when she get older. You know what I'm saying? And you said you walked away from the situation. That's what I wanted to bring into your eyes. Don't walk. Try not to walk away from the situation.
Try to talk to that person
that's saying it and say, hey, man, you know, you might not want to think that. You know what I'm saying? Like, try to throw that in their ear. Don't just walk away from the crowd that's talking about that. Try to throw it in their ear that, hey.
No. That wasn't why I was saying that. I had to walk away from it. I had to walk away from refraining my mind to think that, hold on, this is a sick situation. How do I break this down to these people? Because I had to tell them, hey, this is not right. You know what I'm saying? I said, I'm very outspoken when it comes to those kind of situations. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because I don't like, I'm put you this way. I have a brother. My brother exploits women for money. You know what I'm saying? So, when we have these kinds of conversations, he'd be like, say, you can't knock my hustle. I'd be like, well, you have sons and I have daughters, so I have to look at it on a totally different opposite eye. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I can't knock what he does for money because that's how he takes care of his family. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that it's a good thing in my eyes. You know what I'm saying? But I can't knock that what he do. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a lie. But at the same time, I wouldn't want to, you know, exploit a woman like a piece of jewelry. You know what I'm saying? Let me fix, you know, you can take the roughest looking woman, fix her up, and then she becomes attractive to everybody real quick. You know what I'm saying? If she looked like a mud duck yesterday, and all of a sudden you fix her up and she looked like a gem, you can take $75, $80 and turn her into a gem in 20, 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying? The same woman that nobody else would look at, if I go fix her, do her nails, and buy her a nice outfit, y'all wouldn't even know that this was the same girl a few minutes ago. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's another thing.
The one that's been overlooked.
That's another thing. That's another thing. People are, I feel like us as mothers, I apologize, women, for getting on our cases, but I got to put this out here. Us as mothers need to start allowing our children to be children, allowing our daughters to be little girls. We used to run around with the ponytails, with the barrettes and beads and things of that nature. We're promoting people don't know, people are not realizing and not opening their eyes to notice that we're promoting more sexual appealing things to the male mindsets when we go out and get our daughters the same hairstyles that we're having. You know what I'm saying? Hairstyles are sexual, whether people want to believe it or not. I mean, people say that I'm old-time and I'm old-fashioned, but I don't think that I'm old-time and I'm old-fashioned when it comes to things of that nature. But I don't believe that a child that's under the age of 10 should have some of the hairstyles that the older women are having, and we're not taking into consideration that, hey, my daughter may be getting more attention because of these hairstyles than what she would be getting if she didn't have those hairstyles. I see a lot of my friends, their daughters are having, like, the grown ladies are wearing the braids, the single and twist, and they're, like, very long and stuff like that. And then, you know, they're most ladies are not looking at it like, hey, this is going to be sexually appealing to people. They're just looking at, hey, I don't feel like combing her hair every day, so let me just twist her up. You know what I'm saying? Let me get her twisted up. But you got to pay attention. Spending $200 and some for this girl hairdo, and she's getting the braids, the same hairstyle you getting. She wearing the same quick weaves you getting. She wearing, I mean, you know what I'm saying? She's wearing, at some point, then you getting mad. Then we have ladies that's fighting with their daughters by the time that they're 15 and 16 because they're sleeping with their boyfriends that they're bringing in the houses. You can't get mad at her because she looks just like you. So he'll take her on just like he'll take you on. And, I mean, people, it's sad to say, but, hey, this is the way of the world. This is the things that's going on. And the daughters are actually putting themselves in the more appealing manner. You know what I'm saying? Their breasts still sitting up high when I was a sagging. You know what I'm saying? These men are paying attention to that, and I want women to know that, hey, it's the way you dress your daughters. It's the way that you're putting her hair. It's the way that you're allowing her to wear the makeup. You may let her wear the fancy jewelry. You may let her wear something that's super tight, the skinny jeans. You know what I'm saying? The booty shorts, stuff like that. Lose some of that this year. I want some people to realize that it's okay for your 10-year-old to look like she's 10-year-old instead of 15. It's okay to let your 8-year-old play with, lose her bows and stuff like that. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? Go to the store and buy some more bows. If she can't get more bows, call us. We'll try to get her some bows. We'll try to get her some ribbons. Allow a child to be a child. Don't move them so fast. allow them to play in the dirt. You know what I'm saying? Allow them to play in the dirt instead of playing with the.
Yeah, well, I mean, as far as the hairstyles go, you know, I don't really think, I mean, because there's a limit. You know what I'm saying? Anything you do, you can push it to the extreme towards making them grown. You know, because, I mean, I do my daughter's hair. I do, you know, she has the braids and stuff, but she still looks like a little girl with it. I think it's more part of, you know, our environment now. You know, it's media. And the thing is, our kids now, that we can't be around them like, you know, our mothers were around us. You know what I'm saying? Because we're working and we're doing this and we're doing that. And they have the outside influence more than, you know, the home influence. You know what I'm saying? And I think
when you're around your daughter, just think about it. When you're not around your daughter, just think about what you were doing when you were their ages. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly. And I mean, our parents are getting younger and younger. I mean, you notice each generation is getting, seems like, worse. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're doing a whole lot more stuff than we were doing. You know, me and you, we're about the same age. You know, just imagine when we were at Comstock or in middle school, and, you know, there wasn't nobody, like, outwardly gay or, you know what I'm saying, no stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, it's just different. You know, just you see these little kids in middle school talking about they studs and they like girls, and you know what I'm saying? It's really getting ridiculous. But our parents are getting younger. We got mothers that's 12, you know, the grandmama 22, the great grandma 32. You know what I'm saying? And
it's not okay. That's what I'm saying. That even though we have that stuff that's going on, that stuff is going on whether y'all know it or not. Some of that stuff
exactly, but we weren't as outward with it as it is now.
Yeah.
You know, nowadays, sex is everywhere. In everything, sex is, you know, in the clothes, in the media, in commercials. Sex sells now.
That's what I'm saying, and people are saying
we
got
to talk to our girls, because I have girls. I have two girls, you know, and I want my girls to know about, you know, what's going on as far as sex. Oh, yeah, it's going to feel good. You know, but I'm going to let her know the downsides to it, too, you know, because I want her to know coming from me.
Uh-huh. I know, and that's what I'm saying. Don't be afraid to talk to your daughters and tell your daughters that it's going on. And like you said, people are openly saying that, you know, people are openly gay. I apologize for what I'm supposed to say. I don't know if I'm stepping on any toes, but, hey, it has to be said. I don't feel like some people should let stuff go on in their households. You know what I'm saying? Some things that it goes on, the things that's going on the streets, like some the things that's going on the streets. Some people say I can't control my kid when they're gone away from the house. No, you might can't control them. Like, you know, you can't grab them and hit them or spank their bottom. You know what I'm saying? While they out there, but if you tell them inside the house. And you instill, it's what you instill in your child from the household that they go out with in their everyday life. And if you instill that it's wrong for you to do something in the house, 9 times out of 10, you want to hope that they're going to go out and do the right thing when they're in the streets. But, I mean, they might slay away from it, but they're going to hear something in the back of their head that let them be known that, hey, mama might not like that. And if they see mama friends or something out of the street, they need to know that mama friends. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like we should put more rules inside our households. Like some people say, it's a freedom of speech. They have an open, you know, it's an open mind. Yeah, I teach my kids that.
Now, when you were a child, you don't have that freedom yet. When you were a child, you know, because this everything they learn is really that's gonna be instilled in them. It's gonna come from you. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's gonna come from you. You know. So, of course, you need to start at home. You're a kid. You don't really have, in my opinion, this is just me. I don't know about anybody else. But when you're a kid, you don't have the right to have no opinion about nothing. You know, you know what I tell you. You know what I'm saying? And parents are being too lax nowadays. You know, I want my child to feel, you know, this way. No, but see, that's why they messed up, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
You tell your kids what they do.
I teach my children that it is okay to have an opinion, but it's when I say that you can have an opinion.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't
exactly.
know how to explain. I don't know how to explain it to other people. People say, "Well, you're wrong, Reddy, when it comes to guidelines and stuff like that." I say, "No, because everybody has to have a line.
Exactly.
It's a line between kids and grown-ups. And I feel like,
exactly.
yeah, you have an opinion, but you discuss your opinion with me. You run your opinion by me first, and then I tell you if it's okay or not. Do that make sense?
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly how I feel.
Don't be afraid.
Because you're a kid. You don't know nothing. You know, I've been there, done that. You know, you don't know nothing. You know, so if I tell you something, then that's what that is, you know. The parents don't care nowadays. This, oh, well, I want my child to feel this way. No.
They tell you in a school that it's taking their personalities away from them. You have to allow them to be who they are. I agree that they're supposed to have their own personalities, but their personalities have to be in their age group. You know what I'm saying? You can't be a grown-up. You're not going to be a grown-up with me. You know what I'm saying? And that's with everybody else's kids as well. I mean, people in the neighborhoods and anybody that know me know that a child is going to be a child with Reddy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But I don't know what they do with their parents, but they're going to be a child with me. So, I mean, a lot of people allow me to actually talk to their children the same way I talk to my own kids. You know what I'm saying? And they tell me they like that. And, I mean, I've had friends to where they've said, "Can you do my kids the way you do your kids?" And I say, "Yeah. I mean, if they come around me, I'm gonna do them the same way, and I need you to do them the same way too. Don't lose it. Don't lose it when you get home. Don't allow them to step on your toes when you get home. Because I mean, I'm not at your house. I can't run your house in mine. But I need you to know that it's okay to tell your child no. You know what I'm saying? A lot of parents.
Yeah, and that goes back to, you know, what I was saying. Times have changed. You know, we don't have that mentality that our ancestors or, you know, our mama and our granny had. You know what I'm saying? Where it takes a village to raise a child. It really does. You know, when I was a kid, anybody in the neighborhood, if they seen me doing something wrong, anybody could beat my butt and take me home. You know, and they call my mama, and my mama going to be, "Okay, thank you. I'm gonna get her again when I get there," you know. But don't say this to my child. Don't do, you know what I'm saying? And it's just sad.
We have some new callers online. How are you all on tonight?
I just made myself.
Oh, okay. We have a few new callers. Hello, new callers. How are you on tonight? This is Reddy. Welcome to Street Talk. Can you introduce yourself, please? If we haven't heard your voice, could you please say hello?
Oh, hello.
Hey, how are you on tonight?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. We were speaking about the children and like we led from the HIV. We talked about HIV and how it's becoming. How it's being widespread around the world today, and we went into we're speaking now on demoting sex, you know, because sex is selling, and what we're trying to do is find ways to tell our children to inform them about sex, but allow them to know that you need to not have it. You know what I'm saying? Tell them the bad things and the good things about sex. And we want to know your opinion on tonight. Do you have a comment or anything on the subject? I know you've been listening. Do you have any comments on the subject?
I ain't been on here too long. I was listening at the conversation y'all was having about the kids and stuff, but, you know, it's a lot of times, you have to tell kids no. It's going to hurt their feelings, but you have to discipline and let them have their way. It come out just like when I was coming up. I appreciate every whooping that I got from my dad and my mother. Tell them now I appreciate it, every whooping that they gave me. Because, yeah, and I really do when I told my dad that. And he was, I mean, I thought it was real mean. You know, as being a kid, you're going to think your mother is mean toward you. You're going to think they're the terriblest things there are. But then after a while, they're going to appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah, but you can get grown to know that. You know what I'm saying? But like, I understand what you're saying because when you're a child, you don't know. You don't. That's what Miss Shonda was saying earlier. She was saying that her kids don't have a opinion. You know what I'm saying? Their opinion is her opinion. Whatever she instills in them, like we were saying, what we instill in our children in the home, we want them to go out with it in public. And I mean, we don't want them to have. It's okay for them to have a voice, but their voice is not going to be bigger than ours.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. Because I mean, it's going to hurt because they right now they're taking over. They're telling parents what to do. You know. I see that a lot.
And
they do it. They do what the kids say do. And I don't understand it. Yeah. And that's not only hurting them, that's hurting them as coming up as being independent, you know, independent. That's not going to work like that. You can't talk to every adult in the way that a child, you know, just it's different. It's just different now. And then a lot of people don't want to stand. They don't want you to talk to their child. They don't want you to speak nothing to their child either. They say they can handle that. And there's nothing you can do about it now. You just, sometimes you just look at them and have to just get back. You want to say something to them, but you don't want to get into it with their parents. Because their parents will be ready for you.
Yeah, you speaking on a subject that's out here in the world too. She's right on that. Each one teach one. But you have parents that are very upset about different things that you do say to their children, and that goes back into what we were talking about as far as you know, just having a say so. You know what I'm saying? But kids shouldn't have a big say so on some things that's going on in the world. I mean, a kid should know their place. That's what we said. It was a fine line. You have to draw a line in the household with kids and adults. And that's with everything. We were speaking about that's something we can talk about too, on tonight, y'all. Parenting. You know, going into 2015, we want to know, we want to be better, teach everybody to be better parents. Even though we are, like we was talking about the sex and kids being 12 and 10 years, 12 and 13 years old, having the babies and stuff like that. And, at that point, once you're 12 and you done already had a baby, your playtime is pretty much over and people are still allowing their children to still be a kid while she had a baby. Your kid life is over. It's time for you to adjust and know that you're a mother now. If you were old enough to have the unprotected sex and you did that, you know what I'm saying, then you have to realize that now it's time to be a mom, and people are not allowing their kids to know that either. You know, grandparents are taking on the responsibility, like you were saying earlier, that 22-year-olds are grandmothers now, you know what I'm saying? And that 22-year-old is taking that child from that 12-year-old and raising it. No. You let that 12-year-old sit there, and you raise that 12-year-old.
Uh-huh.
If you're years old and you got a 12-year-old daughter that got a baby, you and that 12-year-old daughter sit there, and you make that 12-year-old learn responsibility. Give her some responsibility. Uh-huh. Don't take that baby and raise that baby yourself. You give her just as much responsibility as you had when you was raising her, because she needs to know that you're a grown person now. You know what I'm saying? You're not a grown person per se, but you're going to be raised as a child, but you're going to have responsibilities so you won't go out and get more children, because that's when you have a 12-year-old. By the time she's 26, she got 7 or 8 kids now, because you done let her be free again, and she went out and did some more stuff. You get what I'm saying? That's when sex is too popular.
Oh. And I wanted to say something as far as, like, the 12-year-olds, like, my granddaughter, like the night before Christmas, my daughter is kind of strict. And at first, I used to kind of be a little upset, but no, because I know that it's going to be good. And she told me one day, she said, "Mama, you raised us, and you got to let me raise my kids." And I said, "So, all right." But for the 12-year-old, some people think 12-year-olds are too old to get toys. My grandbaby, she thought she only had clothes for Christmas, and she was pouting until we had this. Like, "What's wrong with you?" She came up, I know I'm 12, but I'm still not too old for toys. I said, well, it's going to be all right. She didn't know she did have one. But, you know, just how you cover it up, like you don't, you want to tell them what they got for Christmas. It just made her think that, but that made, you know, they kind of opened up like, yeah, they still want, you know, she still want to be a child, and I love that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. See, that's what I'm saying. That's why I say with the hairstyle and stuff like that.
Yeah.
When I was saying, so we was all saying that people are growing their children up fast. It's good that your daughter is allowing her to be a child. Still buy your kids toys when they're 12 and 13. And some people say, nah, you too old to have a toy. Now, give her a coloring book. Give her that's why I said get them the big ponytails with the bow rats and stuff. Let them still be a kid. Let them still be a kid so they won't go into the sex. Some people like I have boys. Some people say that's wrong that you don't let them go out and you know, it'd be cute, you know, we say, hey, they got a little girlfriend, all that thing, yeah. It's all right to say that, but they don't have no girlfriend in real life. Like that girl, yeah, she's your friend. I break it down. She's a girl and she's your friend. So yeah, we ain't carrying on like that.
Your book is a girlfriend, a boyfriend to me, and that's what I tell them. Book is a magician.
Yep, yep, I agree with you on that. Do we have any new callers? Hello, callers. This Street Talk. Welcome to Street Talk. You're speaking with Radio tonight. Do we have any new callers? Would you like to say hello? Okay, they don't want to speak tonight. Okay, I apologize for asking you to speak, but thank you for calling. But, yeah, on tonight, we can continue our conversation. We were talking about how sex is selling, and we don't want to everybody to keep on carrying on. We want to allow children to be children. We want, even if they do slip up and make a mistake, and have sex, you want them to know the good and the bad about sex. You don't want to just let them think that, oh, it just feel good and, you know, stuff like that. You want to let them know that it is STDs out there. You want them to know that there are ways to protect yourself. You can use condoms, but even if you do use a condom, there's still ways that you can catch the diseases and STDs, and you want to show them, you want to give them the pamphlets. Like you were saying, Peaches, earlier, you said kind of scare them. It ain't scaring them, but, you know, be aware. Make them aware. Let them know, you know what I'm saying, it is good and bad. You know what I'm saying? Let them know that chances are slim. You know, take them, I feel like you should take them to sex education classes, because you have to be open to know that they are getting ready to do it. Because, I mean, when we were 12, 13, and 14, we were sneaking out doing things that we probably weren't supposed to be doing, you know. But since we were those age, since we have been their age before, we have to be realistic about it. You know what I'm saying? We can't just put in our mind, no, since we told them don't do it, they're not going to do it. Because chances are they're still probably going to do it. But let them know that it's okay to come talk to me about it. Let me get you protection if you are going to do it. And tell them, yes, it is like, you know what I'm saying, it is things going on out there, and you can catch these diseases. Like we said, you know, just each one teach one. And since it is New Year's, this is the last Friday. Time is winding down. We have like 7 minutes left. This is the last Friday in the year. Do anybody have any New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, I want to, mine is to get closer to God and to work on my body.
Okay.
Get myself up. We got to get it right.
Okay, you want to draw closer to God and to get yourself right.
Yes, ma'am.
That's a positive resolution. I applaud you on tonight for saying that. Ms. Sharon, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
No. No, I don't have any New Year's resolution. Just to keep. Do you have one? Do you have any?
Doughboy, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
My New Year's resolution is to see everybody be humble, you know what I'm saying, teach these kids, you know what I'm saying, to be focused on some good things, you know what I'm saying? Like I tell people all the time, your president was the best criminal in the world. A black man broke into the White House without even having to commit a crime. So anything is possible. You know what I'm saying? So just do something legible with yourself, man. Keep these kids in some books, man. You know what I'm saying? Keep them on the right path. That's the only thing I ask. You know what I'm saying? No, my teacher used to tell me I wasn't going to make it to 18. I'd have done that twice. So every time that I turned 18, hopefully she lived to see the third time, if I'd live to make it a third time, I'll call and tell her, you know what? You held down on me, but I still love you.
You said you turned 18.
I know I'm a bad kid.
Did you say you turned 18 twice already? I'm sorry.
Yeah. I turned 18 twice.
Oh, okay, every 18 years after you turn 18.
I know, I was thinking that, so I was like, I don't know if, what he count on or what, but can't turn 18 twice. Like, I don't know how you do it where you at, but.
Yeah,
okay,
hey, man, I'm just trying to keep on surviving. You know what I'm saying? They said I was going to be a statistic, and I'm still on top of the dirt. I didn't work with the dead. I didn't work the Golden Gate, so you know what I'm saying? I have no problem with it.
That's a good thing. Miss Chandra, do you have a New Year's resolution?
Well, just keep saying good morning.
Amen.
Do anybody else have a New Year's resolution? Okay, well, we're almost finished with this year, as I said. And I would like to say I truly appreciate each and every one of you all that has called in and spoke on Street Talk in 2014. 2014 has been a blessing and a wonderful year. And going into the new year, I want to say everybody be safe. And I want to say my New Year's resolution is, like I said earlier, to be positive, to think positive, to encourage others to be positive, to let all negativity to go away from me. If y'all walk up, somebody's talking negative or somebody's doing something negative, I encourage you all to stand up and speak on it and allow them to know that what they're saying is wrong. I encourage people to be more caring. I encourage everyone to be more loving. And I encourage everyone to just, you know, be strong individuals and know that it's okay to say no. Know that it's okay to be different. You know, dare to be different. And, I encourage everyone to get to know God. You know what I'm saying? I challenge everybody to get to know God this coming year. And do we have any announcements on tonight? Ms. Vingley, do we have any announcements?
I agree. Jesus is the reason for the season.
Granny's Face will be holding a men's conference on April 25th, and all young men and old men are invited. The title is A Father Teaches His Son. And I wanted to thank Ms. Reddy and her co-hosts that have been on this year for making this a wonderful program. She's had great success, and I'm extremely proud of her for doing this show, for taking it on. And I'm really appreciative for what you're doing. I want to ask God to bless each one of you, meet your needs. And I stand with Reddy that asks you to seek God's face in the new year, that he will bless your families, he will meet your needs, and he will bring healing, salvation, and deliverance. And we thank you for this, and I thank Ms. Reddy for being such a wonderful host. And as we end the year, I pray that God's blessing on each one of you, and Ms. Reddy, that she's greater and better than she has been in 2014.
Okay, we have one more minute. I want to pray us out. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to say thank you for everything you have done for everyone in this entire world this year. I know that we all fall short. Lord, I ask that you please forgive us for our sins. Lord, I ask that you continue to shield us in your powerful arms and nourish our minds and our hearts. Continue to guide our walks and our talks in your word. Oh, Heavenly Father, please let your will be done in our lives. And thank you for Street Talk, and may the new year be filled with happiness and joy. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
Amen. Happy
coming.
New Year, everyone.
Happy
All right.
New Year.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. God bless.